Well, that's Arsenio Hall show. What a coincidence. Who do I have Arsenio Hall right now? Arsenio, there it is. Is that a throwback?
Drew Skeet.
Hey, man. Arsenio and I shared a dais, essentially, yesterday. We were hosting together in Hollywood Today Live. And it was fun, man. Good to spend a little time with you.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm watching the news. They're having voting machine malfunctions in Philly. It's starting, Drewski. It's starting.
No,
they're thinking
no.
about going to paper ballots there.
No. Oh, come on now. Is that the Russians? Who's doing it?
We're going to hear the word Chad soon. I know it.
So, listen, I was just thinking about how you have played a really interesting role in more than just a couple of presidential elections. I mean, some people say that Bill Clinton's breakthrough moment was when he played the saxophone on your talk show.
Yeah, that was the coolest cover of the Washington paper I've ever seen. It was it my name with something like Turns Around Election. It was so cool.
Crazy.
Bill Clinton playing saxophone on the show and wearing my tie and sunglasses. And you know, and that's what's cool about late night now. I look at where it is, and I love when I see Obama slow jamming the news, because it seemed like my show pushed late night in politics in a certain direction, and I'm kind of proud of that.
You should be. I totally agree with you. It became almost a necessity, let alone the fact that if you were going to be a part of the culture, which politicians should be, they'd have to show up on those late night shows. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun, man. And you know what? I love this one because I know both candidates in a very unique way. Obviously, back then I met Hillary, and being on Celebrity Apprentice, I got to know Trump. And to win it, being the Jackie Robinson of Celebrity Apprentice, the first brother, to win it, you get to go back and hang with him even more. And I'll be honest with you, Drew. I don't know who I'm going to vote for. A contest between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, that's like asking me who my favorite Menendez brother is.
I thought you were going to say something positive about both of them. Favorite Menendez brother.
No, well, yeah, this is like me walking in the polls talking about do I like Eric or Lyle?
All right, that's fascinating. That tells me a lot right there. So what are you using to measure what you should be using to make that call? In other words, because many of us kind of feel kind of the same way, like, and we don't know these people. We just worry that that's the choice we're making. But you feel very vividly. Let's step back for just a couple minutes. What was your relationship with Hillary like? How did you get to know her?
I met her because she was with her husband, and I was only supposed to interview her husband.
Yeah.
And she walked into my dressing room with him, and at the end of the conversation, I talked her into coming out during a third segment that we created. You know, you find time in TV when you need it.
Oh, yeah.
So the bottom line is, that's when I first met her. I walked up to her, and I said, "Hi, Hillary." And she says, "My name is Becky." And I realized she lies, okay? She didn't even have to tell that lie. See, she's right out the box, you lied to me, Hillary. By the way, I can't wait for the story on Crooked Hillary by Crooked Brian Williams. How is he going to do that story?
That's right.
Moving on. I'm sure he's a friend of yours. I'm sorry.
No. Listen, you're right. But keep going. Keep going.
Okay. So I meet her there, and she eventually comes out on the show, and that was kind of cool. It's cool to know both of these people. Obviously, Donald Trump, I used to think we had more in common. You know, I mean, I knew about his dark sides, you know, the Central Park Five and some of the problems he's had with racial discrimination and housing. But, yo, man, he's gone totally nuts. And he got his beautiful little Melania. He got his little robot there at the house, and he wants to build a wall so we can't order one, you know?
You like Melania.
Did
you get to know her, too?
Yeah, she would pop by with him sometimes. You know what? Very, very sweet lady.
Yeah,
tall,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, when breathtaking kind of beauty.
Yeah, I think you like Melania better than Donald, right?
I'm thinking about writing her in. You know, I've gone through moments of wanting to write Barron in. You know, that's the crazy thing. Me and Donald, we did have a lot in common. We would sit and talk for hours. I mean, we both liked sports. We both liked politics. We both really liked his daughter, And
that's I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah, he likes his daughter a little more than he should.
Whoa.
But we would sit and talk. Okay, I'll tell you something serious, something really interesting. We used to talk a lot about Obama.
Oh.
Because he didn't like Obama. It was a strange dislike. There's no one that I don't know and don't like. Like, he dislikes Obama. And he would talk about him, and he would tell me, I would say, look, if I tell you what I think, this is not going to affect the game, right? Because this would be times during commercials or sitting around because there was a fire alarm going on and we can't tape or whatever, lunch, you know, and we would talk about it. He says, no, you say, when we talk like this, you say whatever you want to say, you know.
Yeah.
And we would argue about the birther thing. Back then, he would talk about wanting to get lawyers, and it sounded surreal and crazy when you remember back then and you look now. But here's the interesting thing, Dr. Drew. He liked Hillary. When we would get on Hillary and talk about her, he loved Hillary's pantsuit.